to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. Do you think you could sort of make a sketch of a floor plan?
I grew up in a great many different houses.
Well, if there's maybe one that, you know, you remember.
I've lived in this house longer than any other house.
Mm-hmm. Could you sort of make a floor plan, just, you know, where the rooms are?
Of this house?
In relation to each other. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, real exact.
All right, now, I'll tell you this, but in case you'd rather. Let's see, you don't want that house. You don't want that house. I have lived in several houses, but this one, we moved here, my family moved here in 1903.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's a cottage, of course. And this is the floor plan, which is a kind of a floor plan of most old houses. The house that I'm living in is a very old house.
Mm-hmm.
This house is one of the oldest houses on the street. All right, now let's see, we'll go over here. Put a hall in. I have to put a back porch on. And that word, I must tell you something about porch later on.
Okay.
Don't let me forget. All right, now how shall I designate? Shall I put over here 1, 2?
Well, just any, I'd like to know the names of the rooms.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, we've changed through the years a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
But this was always, I'm going to put P, it's not a Paula now, but I'm going to put P for Paula because that's what we called it in those days. All right, this was always, and it's still, the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
This used to be a bedroom. I put VR, and then I put underneath, that's original, and then living room.
The living room is what it
is now. Yeah. All right, and this was a bedroom, and still is. This was a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Added.
Mm-hmm.
Long after, you know. This was pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the word pantry?
I think I've heard it before.
That meant the place where the food was kept.
Mm-hmm.
The food that, you know, the uncooked food. And this was a porch. And so was this. And this was the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And this was what we called the lumber room.
What was kept in that?
Junk. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you didn't want in the house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this was a hall. And upstairs, you want upstairs too?
Sure.
All right, this hall, the stairs led upstairs, and upstairs were these rooms, over these rooms behind here, the hall, except these rooms up here are bigger. Only one room, but now this part and this part right in here, and this little thing up here. All right, now this is a bedroom, and this is a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a dormer window. You know what that is?
I'm not sure.
All right, that's something you should know in your work, a dormer window. That means that you have a window
mm-hmm.
put into the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little space in here.
So it sort of goes.
The dormer window, you see it has walls on the side and the window at the end. But those walls are above the roof, come up above the roof.
I see.
I'll take you upstairs just to let you see the dormer window back there. All right, now all of these are dormer windows.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have that here because that's under the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not in the room. But there are these 6 dormer windows. 3 at the front and 3 at the back. I forgot to put this one in. But you see now, I don't know whether you want to know this or not, but when we came here, there was only one, there was no dormer window upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We just had windows here, one window on the side. And it was
mm-hmm.
too hot. My father just said, we couldn't stay up there. We lived up there. He said, we had our rooms. He said, no, that's too hot. So he put these 2 front dormer windows in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was still hot. So
mm-hmm.
then he put the 2 back dormer windows in.
Mm-hmm.
That's still too hot. But I stay up there and love it.